Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, July 22nd, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Cities on track to break historic murder rates in the USA. Half of San Francisco residents want out. Families stop dining out to cope with inflation. Belief in a higher power on the decline. Also ahead, update listeners sound off, but first, five major American cities on pace to break all-time homicide rates. Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Milwaukee, Atlanta. Already reporting record-high murders only halfway through July. Felonies also up double digits across the board. The deadliest city in the country, St. Louis, Missouri. The town of just 300,000 witnesses 250 killings annually. The chances of being a murder victim in St. Louis or a victim of violent crime in general, 1 in 50. Survey from Silicon Valley finds most people living in the San Francisco area want to leave. 56% want out within the next 2 years. Just 44% say they will hang in. Biggest factors behind the exit is crime and homelessness and money. The average home price in San Francisco rising to $1.5 million. For what? Chaos? So the folks are bailing. People also ditching restaurants this summer to combat high prices. Number of families dining out in July down 15% compared to March. Food costs up 20% this summer alone. Some establishments are boosting their prices or shrinking portions to offset inflation. Economists predict there is an 80% chance the USA will fall into recession within the next 4 months. We are already in a soft consumer recession. Survey from Gallup finds 81% of the public believe in a higher power, but that is down from 98% back in 1969. Younger liberal Americans are least likely to profess faith in God. 32% of folks under the age of 29 say they're agnostic or atheist. The most religious group in the country? Conservative baby boomers. 94% of them say religion plays a major role in their day-to-day lives. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Coming right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. We do this segment every Friday on the radio. If you do want to let me know how you feel, please include your name and town. All right, so we'll go to Patricia in Tulsa, who writes, Joe Biden won the presidency because of Dominion software. So Patricia is putting forth that the voting machines owned by Dominion were faulty or fraudulent. Well, we'll find out, Patricia. I know you believe that, but there are lawsuits now. Dominion has sued Fox News, $1.5 billion, OANN, and Newsmax for millions as well. And if that goes to trial, there will be evidence presented. So, for example, the three news agencies would say, no, 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 we have proof that Dominion software was fraudulent, and here it is, so throw the case out. Because Dominion says, obviously, we didn't do anything wrong. Our software works fine. So, Patricia, before you make a definitive statement that Biden won the election because of Dominion voting machines, we got to wait. Now, I don't think that those cases are ever going to go to trial. I think the news agencies will pay Dominion, will settle it. And that will tell you a lot about the situation. Leo, Hercules, California. Hola, Mr. O. I think the odds of President Biden resigning are higher than 50%. The left definitely wants to make sure a black female will become president. Well, I put the resignation odds at about 40% now, Leo. And it all hinges on whether Republicans win back the House and Senate in November in the midterms. Because if that happens, then Joe Biden is going to face impeachment inquiries over the border. And his son, Hunter, will be investigated by committees in the House if Republicans control them. So obviously nobody knows for sure, but the odds are the odds. Daphina, Lubbock, Texas. Hey, Bill, as my most trusted historian, has there ever been in our country's history another squad like the AOC-led group, as scary and radical as they are? Yes, Daphina. The communist movement after World War II was very intense. They sympathized with the Soviet Union. And before World War II, there was the Nazi Bund in America. Our citizens, some of them, supporting Hitler. So those two examples existed, and they're worse than the squad. That's for sure. Michael Hooser, South Bend, Indiana. Bill, great list of summer songs, but you left out The Boys of Summer by Don Henley. Good song, but I'm standing by my list. I think if you listen to the songs on that list, and the number one song, Seals and Croft, Summer Breeze. Okay, I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. Please check out BillO'Reilly.com for honest news analysis. And if you're looking for a good book to read on August vacation, Killing the Killer is still number four in the marketplace. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1934, America's public enemy number one was gunned down by federal agents in Chicago. His death ended a year of murder, chaos, jailbreaks that captivated the country. Here is the story of John Dillinger. He was born in Indianapolis, 1903. By his 21st birthday, young John was sentenced to 10 years in prison for a botched robbery. While incarcerated, he befriended a group of professional bank robbers who taught him the trade. In May 1933, John Dillinger was paroled, and he immediately went to work. For the next few months, Dillinger and his violent gang terrorized the Midwest, murdering 10 men, shooting seven others. They robbed banks, attacked police, staged three jailbreaks, killing a sheriff and wounding two guards. The well-dressed Dillinger became a national celebrity because the tabloid press celebrated him. And at the time, many Americans blamed the banks for causing the Great Depression and actually rooted for the robbers. Finally, John Dillinger was captured in Tucson, Arizona. He was extradited to Indiana to face charges of murdering a local police officer. But Dillinger again escaped on March 3rd. On his way out the door, he raided the prison arsenal, loading up on machine guns and ammunition. Dillinger and his gang then resumed their violent crime spree. On July 22, 1934, the FBI surrounded Dillinger as he watched a movie at a cinema in Chicago. At 10:40 p.m., Dillinger emerged from the theater. He was ordered to surrender, but took off running. 20 FBI agents immediately opened fire, killing public enemy number one. He was 31 years old. The reason the FBI knew where he was, a girlfriend betrayed him. After his death, dozens were convicted in federal court on charges of harboring, aiding, and abetting Dillinger and his crew during their reign of terror. In total, the Dillinger gang stole $300,000, the equivalent of $6.6 million today. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.